السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب، وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i Kiram, most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa, our receivers, and also tonight we have Radio Islam of Johannesburg and all their listeners. It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazal that He gathered us here for His remembrance, to make zikrullah. Over the past few weeks I have been repeating something for the benefit of those who may not have heard, that every majlis, every gathering, every function, every program, every bayan, every speech, every waz, and every nasihat has got its own flavor, it has got its own fragrance. There are different programs or different kinds of programs held for different purposes. And all those programs which are for the sake of deen are to be encouraged and to be increased. All we have to do is bring ikhlas into those programs and they will become beneficial for the people that are participating. The speaker has to have ikhlas in his bayan and the people that are listening must listen with ikhlas also. They must also have sincerity. They must not only come for the sake of entertainment or just for some kind of comment after the bayan or after the program, whether it was inspirational or not, or find some kind of weakness, deficiency and shortcoming in the speaker. They also must come with ikhlas, they must have sincerity. So the programs that are being held, as I said, they have to be encouraged and increased. But we have to sit with ikhlas and attend with ikhlas and speak with ikhlas. Sincerity, without that nothing will have an impact on anybody's heart. So this majlis is a majlis of zikr. So the flavor, the fragrance is going to be that of zikrullah. Now at present, if you have to look around, there are so many things that are happening in the world. And due to false allegations, or just to false accusations, people are blaming the Muslims for everything and anything. Now, I don't say that Muslims are not at fault, they are not to be blamed for many things which are happening. There are many things which are happening, we have no one else to blame but ourselves. We have not presented a true picture of what Islam is, we have no idea of what Islam is ourselves. We become emotional and we do a lot of things and we say a lot of things. And we behave in a certain manner which creates a false illusion, a false picture of Islam and Islamic teachings. So there we blame nobody but ourselves. So the Ummah at large also we have to check, we have to introspect, we have to look at ourselves, we have to look at the Quran, at the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he went through very, very difficult and trying times. And his companions, they went through so much of suffering, so much of hardship, so much of torture, so much of persecution. They went through anything that you can think of, the worst kind of torture. So we have an example in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. So if we are going through some kind of halat and conditions in the world where Muslims are suffering harassment and they are suffering pain and problem and difficulties, so we have to look into the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and check where have we gone wrong. First of all, we must check where have we gone wrong. We have to check our own faults, our own weakness. Have we truly presented Islam to the world? Our neighbors don't know about Islam because they look at us and they think this is a Muslim. In our dealings, we haven't presented Islam. In our relationship with our clients, with our customers, with our friends, with our family members, with our children, we haven't presented Islam. Where have we really presented Islam to the non-Muslim? The non-Muslim is looking at the Muslim and believes that whatever the Muslim is doing, that is Islam. However, if you find that you we are doing that which Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have ordered us to do, we are obeying Allah ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we are not distancing ourselves from deen, from sharia, from the Quran, from the sunnah. Thereafter, if halat and conditions come, then again we have to look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life, that on that individual level, because most of us are affected individually around the world, especially when you travel, and those people who are living in those countries, in America, in Europe, in England, and many other parts of the world, where there's harassment and where Muslims are being blamed for anything and everything. So they feel very hurt. Or even in the individual lives, even the person's own life, people may be saying things, people may be doing things, or people may be acting and behaving in a certain manner that causes some kind of hurt and pain and injury. So then what should the Muslim do? So look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ayat which comes to mind now, in that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَدْوِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. There are four different parts in there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told that we know Allah ta'ala is addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and saying that we know very well. I'm just giving you the meaning of that verse. There's no time to go into detail or tafsir. It just came into my mind. Allah Ta'ala is addressing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that we know very well. It's not hidden from us. It's no secret. We know that you feel a tightening in your chest, meaning the pain, a hurt, when these people call you all kinds of names, when they say you are Majnoon, na'uzu billah, you are madman, when they say you are a magician, when they say you are a liar, when they say that you are a sorcerer, you are doing witchcraft. Which title they did not give to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And many other things that they were saying, it was causing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam some kind of hurt and grief and pain, that I am inviting them towards the deen of Allah Ta'ala, inviting them towards success in this world, in the akhirat, inviting them towards all the ni'mats of Jannat. I am their well-wisher. I am concerned about their welfare. I do not wish any kind of harm to come upon them in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. And look at the kind of titles they are giving, and look at the kind of hurt and injury and pain they are causing to me in Taif and in all other places. So Allah Ta'ala says, we know that what they are saying, it is causing you this kind of pain and hurt. But what must you do in return? That is their action. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Glorify your Rabb. Make tasbih of your Rabb. Glorify that Allah, your Rabb. They are saying certain things. Now this is what you must do. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Your Rabb, your sustainer, your nourisher, the one who gave you nubuwat, the one who chose you as Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the one who chose you after him as the greatest. So now you make his tasbih. That is their tasbih. Their tasbih is swearing, cursing, criticizing, mocking, ridiculing, and all kinds of things they will say. Because they do not know what Islam is. And even if they know, due to arrogance or hasad or whatever it may be, so they will continue with their tasbih. That's their tasbih. Now your tasbih is, you must make tasbih of your Rabb. Glorify Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no question of him not glorifying Allah ta'ala. It's a lesson for us. That increase your tasbih, increase your glorification of Allah Ta'ala, increase your obedience of Allah Ta'ala. That is what it means. that if you want to avoid all these kind of problems, and if you want a change in their lives and your, so then you have to do this. You increase, and if you don't want this to hurt you, or if you want to reduce that hurt and that pain, so then increase the tasbih of Allah Ta'ala, of your Rabb. And be amongst those people who are making sajda, that means making salat. Let your company be of those people who are making sajda, sujood, they are making namaz. Because Allah Ta'ala says that seek the help of Allah Ta'ala with patience and with salat. Istaeenu bis sabri wa salah. So something is causing you hurt, so now this is what you do, increase your salat. Make nafil salat, make your first salat properly, fill up the masajid, and be amongst those people that are making salat. Kum minas sajideen. And then wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen. And then continue with this ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, with obedience of Allah Ta'ala, with worship of Allah Ta'ala, until death comes. It's not just for a day or two that when there are when very severe conditions, when there's suffering, when there's calamity, when there's a tsunami, or when there's some earthquake, or when heavy rain falls, or when there's flood waters are washing away homes and property and taking away life, or when there's riots, and there's burning, and there's looting, then at that time we say must fill up the masajid, and turn towards Allah Ta'ala, and make some kind of ibadat. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. You have to continue this tasbih, this zikr, this tilawat, this ibadat, until death comes. Until death comes, you have to continue. There's no question of stopping halfway and say, I'm tired now. On this path, there's no question of getting tired. Then you adopt the means. Nobody says you mustn't adopt the means. Whatever the means are of fighting within the parameters of Sharia, the forces of batil, then you adopt those means, you make use of those means. But you cannot make use of those means outside Sharia and then expect Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy and help and forgiveness and everything else. We have to continue with ibadat, meaning we must be obedient servants of Allah Ta'ala. We must be His true slaves in every department of our lives. We must not be selective that in namaz we are excellent. When it comes to namaz, then if somebody has to look at our salat, he'll say this is Junaid Baghdadi of the time. And when the person has to look at our dealings, he says this is a shaitan of the time. So we cannot be like that. When the person sees us in a masjid, then he thinks that these are awliya-i siddiqeen. And then when they go home, their behavior with their wives and children and the abuse and everything else that goes, then even shaitan becomes ashamed. So we have to continue. So there is a khasiyat, or there's an effect when the person is going to make zikrullah, it's going to bring itminan in the heart. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. It's only in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala that the hearts will find satisfaction. You won't find it anywhere else. To bring proper true zikr, true remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And once we will get all departments of our life right, then you will find sukoon coming into the heart. So instead of swearing those people, instead of cursing them, instead of just going on and on, they are like this and they are like that and they are like that, what is it going to help? If we made a few tasbih, at least it's going to help. It's going to bring sukoon in our hearts. Because most of us who talk, we can do nothing. We are just giving vent to our emotions and our anger. It's not that we are going to really make some kind of a difference in the life of the ummah with our discussions. Most of our discussion doesn't make any difference. Analyze our discussions. When we are talking about Bush and Blair and all these people, I'm not saying it's haram. We must know something about what is happening around the world and around the globe because we are Muslim, we are one ummah. But most of our discussion, it is nothing but idle talk, idle chit-chat and good waste of time. Neither does Bush listen to us, and nor does Blair listen to us. Nobody has heard us. Nothing. So instead of that, what we should be doing, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Make tasbih of your Rabb. Glorify your Rabb. Return to Allah Ta'ala. One sin too if we leave each day. Not too many. If we are drowning in the ocean of sins, then I say leave one sin a day. How many sins can the person be committing? In 100-day time, inshallah, he'll be free from all sins. If you give up one sin a day, each majlis, if you come with this niyyah that I want to give up at least one sin of my life. If the person is in adultery and he made up his mind that this majlis, that is the end to adultery. It hasn't brought me any happiness. It is causing me endless problems, restlessness, anxieties, worries, fights, arguments with the wife and everything else. So this majlis, I'm giving it up. I've made up my mind. And after this, that's the end of adultery. Now he gave up adultery. In one majlis, he gave up adultery. Finish. Now he looks, which is the next sin that is really bugging him and biting him and stinging him. So now he makes up his mind. The next one, I want to give it up in the next majlis. Why wait for next majlis, next day? If each day also, if he gives up one, and his niyat is that I want to give up all my sins, inshallah ta'ala, if he has to die, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive him. Now, is that difficult? If we cannot even do that, then we must not wait for all the help and nusrat and rahmat and mercy that came upon the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we must not expect a complete change in our condition and the condition of the ummah. Because without that we won't get anywhere. May Allah ta'ala give me, give you and the entire ummah the tawfiq to understand. Wallah, we are crying from deep down the heart. Because we don't want to see anybody go into Jahannam. Neither ourselves nor anybody else. And we don't want to see anybody suffering even in this world due to actions and deeds. Tests and trials are a different thing for the pious and righteous. Get the tape of Monday night's bayan. Inshallah, for those people who are going through trying times and difficulties in their lives, whether it is in their home or in their family or in their business or any other kind of trials and difficulties they are facing, inshallah, listening to that bayan will give some kind of consolation. So many people have telephoned me or written to me after that. So get one tape and listen to it. And if you can't afford it, then speak to me. I will give it to you free at my cost. And if you can't afford it, then it's not going to come to me, any kind of donation or commission or anything of that kind. But inshallah, you will find it beneficial. So that is a different thing. Tests and trials for the pious, for the righteous, for the good ones. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر. تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر. Allah 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين او ماي بلوود الله او ماي رحيم الله او ماي كريم الله او ماي موست فورجيوينگ الله او ماي موست كومپاشنيٹ لوينگ كيرينگ الله او ماي موست ٹالرنٹ الله او ماي موست بيوٹیفل الله Forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. My Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We know that we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. My beloved Allah, day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. The great namat of sight for your disobedience. The great namat and bounty of hearing for your disobedience. The great namat of speech for your disobedience. The great namat of hands and feet, heart and mind for your disobedience. If there had been another Allah, you would have destroyed us by now. You would have asked the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us. He would have sent the gale force winds against us. Oh my beloved Allah, he would have sent the flood waters and destroyed us. How loving you are, how kind you are, how generous you are, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are. And in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat, to drink, to wear, modes of transport, to travel around. So much of your bounties you are showering day and night in spite of our sins. My beloved Allah, we cannot do justice. My Allah, we cannot do justice to your shukr. We are extremely weak, my beloved Allah. We are extremely weak. But what we know is that you dearly love forgiveness of the sins. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins. The sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. Every action of ours was before your sight. You could have destroyed us there and then, Ya Allah. You could have brought humiliation, disgrace and suffering upon us the moment we committed sins. But my beloved Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are. Ya Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. Yet you concealed the sins that we committed in the darkness of nights. My Allah, we are seeking forgiveness of the sins that we committed, whether in the light of day or darkness of night. You blessed billions of people with sight. How can you be blind to our actions? Our mothers had no power to give us sight, hearing and speech, my Allah. She was not even aware what was happening in her stomach. My Allah, you blessed billions of people with sight. How can you be blind to our actions and our deeds? Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, heart and mind. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, hum gunegar hai, hum napaak hai, hum gande hai, naam. Ya Allah, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go? There is no other door for us that we can tap for forgiveness besides your door. There is no other home that we can beg in besides your home. My beloved Allah, we are seeking from you. Nothing has gathered so many of us here tonight except the great hope that you will forgive our sins. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins. Forgive the sins of our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the courage, give us the himmat, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all, to pay back to whomsoever whatever is due, to seek forgiveness from those whom we have caused hurt and injury and pain without any justification. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make qaza of our salat, to pay back the zakat that is due, to go for hajj if farz, and to make qaza of fasting if we have missed. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah, sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, we have tried our arms many times, but we have failed. We make tawbah and we break tawbah. We make tawbah and we break tawbah. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs, my Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. How long are we going to be led by nafs and shaitan? How long are nafs and shaitan going to chain us to our whims and desires and fancies? Ya Allah, remove us from all chains. Chain us firmly and strongly. Bind us and tie us, my Allah, in the chains of your muhabbat, in the chains of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us obedient to you, to your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
change the condition of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How long, by Allah, are we going to see the suffering? How long are we going to see the humiliation, the disgrace, the embarrassment and the shame, by Allah? Don't look at our sins anymore. My Allah, look at your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blood which was shed for the sake of this Ummah. How much of his blood flowed in Taif, in Uhud, and so many other places for the sake of this Ummah. How much of his tears were shed for the sake of this Ummah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire Ummah. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Change the condition of our hearts. Make us yours and become ours. If you are not ours, nothing will work in our favor. Ya Allah, the whole world will then be against us. If you are ours, everything will change. Everything will become ours. Ya Allah, agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zavi meri. Our children will then become ours. Our wives will then be ours. Oh Allah, our homes will give us comfort. Our businesses will give us barakat. There will be unity in the Ummah. Ya Allah, there will be happiness, peace and contentment. But if you are not ours, then there will be nothing but quarrels, fights, arguments, disputes, division, disunity. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah. Don't turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy from us. Because of our sins, by Allah, don't turn away your glance of mercy and rahmah. Otherwise, we will face nothing but destruction. Bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Whosoever is sick and ailing, Ya Allah, whatever sickness, disease they are suffering, whether they are amongst us or in hospitals, in homes, in clinics or wherever they may be, Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of envy, of jealousy. How can we be jealous, my Allah, when you are the one that distributes everything? Clean and purify our hearts of jealousy, of pride, of arrogance. Ya Allah, give us the hearts that you give to your friends. Give us the hearts that you give to your walis. We know, my Allah, we know the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, change the condition. You have given man the science of transplanting hearts. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to give us a sound spiritual heart? Ya Allah, aaj raat hamare liye ek faisla kar lo. Make a decision, my Allah. Make a decision for us tonight, my Allah. Make a decision for the Ummah tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, ab to hame apna bana le. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulty. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have children, make them obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and parents. Unite the hearts, my beloved Allah, of parents and children, of husbands and wives, of brothers and sisters, family members, and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give hidayah to the entire mankind, man. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Make each and every one worthy of entry into Jannah. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid-e-Aqsa. Ya Allah, protect our Masajid, our Madaris, our Khanqas, the work of Tabligh and Dawah. Ya Allah, protect all Dini activities. Ya Allah, protect all Dini anjumans. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, don't let nafs and shaitan distance us from you. Give us such a bond with you, my Allah. Give us such a bond with you. Teri zaat-e-ali se hamara dil aisa chipka de, mere Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us. Give us the taste and the enjoyment of your muhabbat, of your love, and the love of Rasulullah. Put the hatred of sins in our hearts. Put the love of good deeds in our hearts. My beloved Allah, we have to leave this world. We like it or not, we have to leave. Our janazah is going to proceed someday. We don't know where we are going to die, how and when.
Ya Allah, it is a secret which only you know. How can then we be in wrong places and haram actions? Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, porn site on the internet, filthy movie, in adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, or any kind of haram action. What kind of embarrassment will bring on the day of Qiyamah to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when his ummatis will rise in the state that they died. Some of them died in zina, some died in haram places. Ha, my Allah, that Nabi who cried for us so much, that Nabi who shed so much of his blood for us, how can we be the cause of his embarrassment? Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Bless us all with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world or the goodness of akhirah. Ya Allah, give hidayah to the entire mankind, but those who have made up their minds, they will continue with the persecution, torture, tyranny, oppression and suppression of the ummah. And without justification, Ya Allah, they are going to cause all kinds of problems for them. Then, my Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud and the nations of the past. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Send gale force winds against them. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Create division amongst their ranks. Unite the Ummah, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habibullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. On our lips, let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, we know that we are not deserving of it, but we are seeking from you who gives to undeserving people so much, so that when the winds of rahmat blow over that graveyard, we too may be forgiven. And if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, remove the droughts, the famines, and all other hardships and difficulties that mankind is facing around the globe, the severe illnesses, diseases, sicknesses that they are facing. Oh, my beloved Allah, change the condition. It's beyond our control, my Allah, beyond our power. But it's not difficult for you to change the condition. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Oh, my beloved Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, especially that of Dajjal, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Fill their graves with nur. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul qaleem wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, you know the desires that are in the hearts of the people that have raised their hands before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, you know the problems, the difficulties, the hardships, the worries, the concerns, and the fears that these people who have raised their hands have in their hearts. Ya Allah, whatever may be their difficulty, their problem, their hardship, and their fears and concerns, remove all those difficulties. And whatever are their good desires, Ya Allah, fulfill all their good desires and wishes. Jiski bhi jo nek murad ho usko pura kar de. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون wa salamun alal mursaleen, walhamdulillah.